long term, you know, you could be playing this game for another 30 years, James.
Hopefully not. I really, honestly, you laugh and smile. Hopefully not. Hopefully, I'm lucky enough to be able to, you know, come out of the game early enough and do some of the things that Keith Deller does. I'm saying that here now because he sat next to us, but I mean, I really, really do. You know, he does some of the great things. You know, I'd love to have children. I'd love to have grandchildren. And if I have children and grandchildren, I don't want to be involved, me personally, in this game. I want to watch my children grow up. I want to nurture them, and I want to do all the great things. I don't want to be someone that's had children in this game and missed a lot of it because of the game of darts, like a lot of people do. Because my life's far bigger than that and far better than that. But what we all need to remember is all the gifts and all the great things that darts can give you.
Do you still have room in your future ambitions then to, you know, that ambition to be the top darts player in the world, to be a world number one, to be a...
I'm sure my family life will come before that.
They're not mutually exclusive though, are they, James?
My family will come before darts, if I have a family. If I'm lucky enough to have a family, it will come before that. It will come before that. And, you know, people make the choice, and very, very few make the choice, but I will be one of those that make them the choice because, you know, I have to make that choice because, you know, I don't want to be a non-influential figure in my children's lives. And I don't want to miss that out.
There's still room and time in your life, though, in the next few years, to achieve what you want in this game.
Of course there is. Of course there is, you know. Of course there is.
You still want
that? Of course there is. Yes, I do. But it's a timeline that's closing. Really is closing as well. You know, and it's made me not the best person in the world and a character in the world at times. And I don't want that to affect me again. It's going to affect me again, I'm sure. But, I mean, I don't want it to all affect me and influence me as a person again. Because I'm better than that, you know. I don't need to make myself be a bad person and upset lots of people around me, you know. And I want a stress-free life, within reason. You know, obviously you need a little bit of stress. You've got to have a bit of stress to... Because if it's not me making stress for myself, I'm sure, hopefully, I pray to God that it'll be my daughter, hopefully if I have a daughter, that she'll be making me stress and headache.
Just finally, James, if there is room for both those things, do you think you can be a new type of champion, a new type of world number one, a type of world number one we haven't seen before?
Possibly. I think you have to be such a selfish player to play darts, so to be a world number one, that I'm not sure if I've got those minerals inside me. I'm really not. But I don't know. I just think things to me are a little bit more important than money and the game of darts. And that's probably my biggest downfall.